predictability. The milkman, the paper boy, the evening TV.
Want to come to yoga with me at the rec center?
The rec center? Thought they only used that place for birthday parties for people turning 100.
Look, if I make it to 100, my party better be somewhere with an open bar.
If you turn 100, I'm going to start telling people I'm your younger sister.
The baby! Hey, it's coming! Wait, my baby? This baby?
But we're going to yoga. Yeah, and your due date's not for a month and a half.
Tell that to my cervix. It doesn't have a calendar. Oh, boy. Oh, girl.
Oh, I gotta call Jimmy.
Okay. We have to get to the hospital. So,
get in the
thing that drives. The thing with the wheels.
The wheels.
What's it called?
The car.
Yeah, okay.
Wait.
Where's the go bag?
Oh, Jimmy hasn't packed him yet. And he's not answering. Embarrassing. Who knew indigestion could feel just like childbirth?
$2,000 so Kimmy could fart on a nurse. You know, Steph, I still can't believe that we never got a hold of Jimmy. What if this had been the real thing?
But it wasn't.
Look, am I disappointed he wasn't there?
Yes.
Do I wish he would step up a little more?
Yes.
So are you gonna tell him?
No. It's just not how our relationship works, okay? Jimmy does his thing and I do mine. Jimmy's different than all the other Gibblers. He's a little weird. I'm sure he had a good reason for not answering his phone.
Holy cow, babe, don't move. There's a Pokemon right behind you.
See? Good reason.
Hun, why didn't you answer your phone?
I was in game mode. Oh, hey, look, I got 5 voicemails from you. I should listen to those. Sweet cheese, we're having a baby.
Honey, it was a false alarm. But next time, it won't be. So if I call you, just please answer your phone. Okay. Is that it? Yes, it is. If you don't mind me having my own relationship.
You and I need to chat.
Uh-oh, Jimmy. That's never good. Go ahead, Deej. This is gonna be good.
What's on your mind, Deej? I'm all ears and a good chunk of biceps.
Stephanie is never gonna say this to you, so as her big sister, I am.
And as your big sister, I will listen because I have no idea what she's gonna say next.
Jimmy, I am really worried about you. I mean, there's a baby on the way, and you don't seem very ready. You never pack Stephanie's go bag. The crib is still in the box. You have to be more responsible.
I'm very responsible. I just got a photo gig in Nepal, which is not pronounced nipple. Learned that one the hard way.
This is what I'm talking about. You're gonna leave when the baby is on its way?
From what I'm hearing, it sounds like you want me to say no.
Oh, I got it. What if Jimmy stays with Stephanie and I go to Nipple to have the baby?
And he's a little weird? Oh, I give up.
The Nepalese are very good breastfeeders.
Here is your tea, Mrs. Gibbler.
Oh, why, thank you, Casey. Oh, I'm so excited to have my first high school intern.
Well, it was either this or taking wood shop. And this scarf does not go with a bandsaw. Oh, hold on, boss. I got this. Gibbler style party plating. How may I direct your call? Oh, yes, let me see if I can grab Mrs. Gibbler. Ah, I'm so sorry. It looks like she's actually on a veil. I'll have her return. Okay, bye now. Light and love.
Wow, that was impressive. Stephanie just hands me the phone and says, talk.
See, the less a veil you are, the more they want you. I learned that on Million Dollar Listings, New York. Bravo, bravo.
You are such a hoot.
Oh, and you have the elegance of a flamingo.
Casey, I'm spoken for. But go on. Name another bird.
So, for the Lopez Quinceañera, I booked the DJ, rented the silverware, and I booked you an appointment at the extensions bar. I think some lift in the back will really bring out those cheekbones.
Why did I never have an intern before? You do all this work, you throw compliments at me, and I don't pay you?
Listen, your smiles are payment enough.
Well, then here's a bonus. Don't spend it all in one place.
Who is this strapping young man swanning about the kitchen? I am the only strapping young man who's supposed to swan about the kitchen.
Fernando, this is my new intern, Casey.
The same Casey who just hung up on me and claimed you will return.
One and the same. Nice to meet you.
I'm not gonna lie, he really built some buzz by saying you were in a vein.
Speaking of unavail, I'm gonna miss my Broadway spin class. Tonight is Bike of Mormon. Later, potato.
Bye. Wow. He's attractive, he's funny, and he's incredibly well-groomed.
Are you thinking what I'm thinking?
He's perfect for Ramona.
I was gonna say you should fire him. He's adorable. We have enough of that around here.
Cancel the ambulance, Gladys. They're alive.
Happy birthday. You look 100 years young.
It's my mom's birthday. I'm 60.
Gosh, we must have fallen asleep at the meditation at the end of yoga. I feel completely refreshed.
How can you be so relaxed after what happened with Jimmy?
It's fine. It's not going to happen again.
Look, you don't set expectations before the baby arrives. It's only going to get worse.
It seems to be bothering you a lot more than it's bothering me. I couldn't be more chill.
Oh, son of a...
Hey, you, Buttercup, get off the court.
Which one of us is Buttercup?
Lady, I don't care. You can be Buttercup, too. Just get off my court.
Yes, I was Buttercup. We were in the middle of a conversation.
We're in the middle of dodgeball tryouts. Why don't you two make like your yoga mats and roll on home?
Excuse me?
Steph, just listen to the guy. Let's go.
No, 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 no. Nobody gets away with not calling me Buttercup. Oh, what are you laughing at, punk, huh? I could dodge circles around these girls. All right, I want in.
Stephanie, what are you doing?
Okay, Blondie. One of my players has transitioned to the men's team. See what you got.
Stephanie, that lady has an ankle monitor. And I saw that one smoking. Those ladies are gonna kill you.
Nah, it's a safe sport. Now just sign here in the event of your demise, dismemberment, or decapitation.
Francis, walk it off.
You know, As a compassionate human being, I'm unsettled. But as a dodgeball professional, I am loving what I'm seeing here.
Who was that out there?
I'll tell you who. My new star player. Take that, Mom. I'm moving out the basement.
Ramona, we have great news for you.
That almost always means not great news.
You know how you always say that your love life is in the pits?
I never said that.
Well, I know I've heard it somewhere.
It's true. You haven't gone out with anyone since you allegedly dated that Japanese pop star.
Allegedly? You were with me at the concert. You saw him pull me on stage.
I don't know what I saw. It was Japan. That country is mostly robots.
Ramona, the great news is I've set you up with the perfect boy. That's my cutie dinner somewhere else.
I think she wants me to follow her.
Ramona, stop. Mom, you stop. You meddle in everything.
I never won a medal.
Though I did come in fourth in the Olympic bobsled. Funny story, I was a waitress in Lillehammer.
No. Medal.
Like the time you dressed as a rapper and came to my school with a clock around your neck?
I'm sure I had a really good reason, home slice. Ooh, ooh.
Or the time you dressed as a rat king and snuck into my Christmas pageant. Mm.
The newspaper said it was a performance that would haunt them forever.
That was not a compliment.
What about the time I shot everyone in laser tag to stop you from kissing Popko?
Now you're even meddling in me telling you how much you meddle.
This is different. I found you the perfect guy. And you're going to go on a date with him and fall in love and get married and have two children, Kimberlina and Kimberlando.
Not doing it.
Too late. I already confirmed for tomorrow.
Fine. I'll meet him because I don't want to leave the guy hanging. But will you promise to stop interfering in my life?
You know I can't make you that promise.
I'm running out of places to storm off to.
Hey, don't storm off so fast. I'm pregnant.
Ooh, nothing like smashing balls in ladies' faces to work up a thirst.
Yeah, we need to talk about what happened at the gym today.
So the way you took out all those other girls was...
masterful?
Psychotic. Look, I think that you're funneling all your suppressed anger into dodgeball instead of just talking to your boyfriend, co-parent, or whatever it is you're calling him today. I'm not like you, DJ, okay? I don't have to label every relationship I have. But maybe if you defined your relationships, you would have an equal partner who would be willing to bear equal responsibility. Maybe I already have exactly what I want. And maybe you're just jealous because I finally found something I'm better at than you.
What? Oh, no. Okay, that's not true. I was just too afraid to try.
I love your lob. You look like Vanessa Hudgens if the world didn't forget about her.
You're gay, right?
Hello?
This is so typical of my mom.
Oh, she's always setting you up with cute gay guys? And yes, I just called myself cute. Deal with it.
My mom may not have the best gaydar. You know, for the longest time, she wanted to marry Ricky Martin.
Well, it's not her fault. Moms love me. I'm polite, I'm witty. I spent $300 on designer suspenders.
My mom's out of her mind and a world-class meddler.
It's just because she's obsessed with how much she loves you. I mean, I've only known her 45 minutes, but she spent 44 of those minutes talking about you. And the other minute she spent talking about her bobsledding career.
Oh, no, she tells that to people outside of the house.
Look, the only thing me and my mom can bond over is The Handmaid's Tale. and she's rooting for Aunt Lydia.
Ooh.
You're so lucky you have a mom you can talk to.
Seriously, you think my mom is cool? I'm having trouble processing that.
Have you seen her bacon and egg scarf? She's iconic.
Still processing. Talk about my hair some more.
Hey, thanks for inviting me, Deej. I've never been to a real dodgeball game before. It's so violent.
They haven't started yet.
Yeah, look at those feet pounding on the hardwood floors. That's 10 future cases of plantar fasciitis.
I'm really worried about Steph. I mean, not just because she's playing a contact sport against ladies with neck tattoos. And she hasn't spoken to me since we had that fight about Jimmy. Hey, Max.
Mom, where are the suitcases? Jimmy's packing and wants to know.
What? I think Jimmy's getting on a plane to Nepal. I mean, what if he's gone so long he misses the berth? Hey, Max, you and Jackson stall Jimmy.
Confusing Jimmy is my specialty. Hey, Jimmy! Let me explain Inception to you again.
I've got to get to Stephanie. She has to talk to Jimmy.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Where do you think you're going?
This is important. I have to talk to my sister. Hey, Stephanie?
Not talking to you.
Now, only dodgeball players walk out in this court. You don't know the first thing about dodgeball.
You dodge balls.
Okay, lucky guess. But you're still not getting on this court. Hustle up, on me.
Line up, ladies.
Tell me everything. Oh, it took all of my strength not to dress up like Mrs. Doubtfire and spy on you from the alcove. I've never done that. Casey's pretty awesome. In fact, we're going to prom together. Can I pick him? Oh, can I pick him?
He's smart. He's charming. We can share jeans. There's just one teensy little problem.
Ramona, don't be such a nitpicker. You're always finding faults.
Mom, he's gay.
What? That doesn't make any sense. He's a 17-year-old aspiring event planner who wears fashionable scarves indoors. Oh, is right. Oh, I'm sorry, honey. Oh. You were right. I should never have meddled.
No. Actually, I'm glad you did this time. Casey helped me realize how fantastic my mom is.
Wait, I'm your mom. Did you just call me fantastic?
You accept people for who they are. And I'm lucky to grow up in a house feeling like I can be myself. I realize now that not everyone has that.
Aww. Does this mean you're not mad at me for meddling?
You got lucky this time.
Yes, queen! Casey taught me that. In retrospect, there were some signs I should have picked up on. Okay.
So, what do you think, Doc?
Wow, honey, look at those arches. No bunions or corns. I'd say you have the foot of a 70-year-old.
I'm 60, you quack.
Dudes and dames, put your mitts together for your favorite dodgeball team, Sphere Pressure. Patty Hurts. Helen Killer. The always terrifying Hurt Locker. And last but not least, our newest star, Mary J. Blige! And playing against them tonight, it's the Oakland Murderers. Quick and Fear for Barbara Butch. Rosa Sharks. Mina Davis. Hoot Hater Killsburg. And scariest of all, recently released from the Langley Porter Psychiatric Hospital, it's Hannah Girl Lecter.
Doing here. This is the only way I could get close enough for you to hear me. Plus, you have to admit that was pretty awesome. I have something important you need to know. Why couldn't it wait until we got home? Because you need to know now. With Hanny Girl Lecter. Steph, wait. You and I both know that this is about your inability to confront Jimmy.
Look, Jimmy has his lifestyle and I have mine, all right? It's part of our unspoken agreement.
Or is that just an excuse? Because you are too afraid to tell him what you want.
Look, what if he doesn't want what I want?
Well, then at least you'll know whether or not to move on.
I don't want to know that. Right now, all I care about is winning.
Jimmy's leaving.
He's what?
What are you doing, Cupcake? Finish her!
Well, where is he going? I think he's going on an assignment.
No, I don't want him to go.
Don't tell me, go tell him. Steph, if he's going to be the co-parent of this child, then you have to tell him what you need from him. Now.
Okay, I'm going.
Wait, Steph! I'm sorry we fought. It's just I want what's best for you. I love you. I love you too. Oh, one more thing.
What? You thought you were better than me? Big sisters always win.
So, in Inception, if Leonardo DiCaprio's top is spinning, all of this is real or none of this is real?
Exactly.
Wait, but is the iceberg real?
Different movie.
Whoa!
Don't go. Look. Jimmy, this kid is about to change everything for us, okay? And up until now, we've been pretty loosey-goosey with our relationship. But if we're gonna be co-parents, I need you to be there as a full-time father in our baby's life, okay? So please, please don't take that job.
I already turned it down.
But DJ said you were packing a bag.
Yeah, the go bags for the hospital. Oh. There's all your toiletries and your clothes.
So, you were never planning on leaving?
Of course not. I'd never miss the birth of our kid.
Freaking DJ, what a meddler.
I want to be there with you every step of the way. I want to be the father that you want me to be. I love you, Steph. Come on, I got one other thing to show you.
Oh, honey, you put the crib together. It's perfect. I love you. But how are we gonna get this down to my room? It's way too big to fit down the stairs.
Well, guess we could raise the baby in the kitchen.
Or we could disassemble the crib and take it down in pieces.
See, this is why we're so good together.
Babe?
Yeah?
Is Mrs. Doubtfire real?
What? No.